jump on. Seat belts. Seat belts.
It was a funny day, really.
We'd been told that some people had seen a beast up on Frankly Beaches.
Our job was to get up there and see if there was any evidence.
Everybody ready?
Yeah! We just thought rumours.
Yes, we thought it was nonsense.
As we started our long climb up to that dark line of trees, we weren't taking things that seriously.
There's a load of trees up ahead. I'm going up a mountain. And I can see a load of cars and vans going past. And there's a hole with poo in. With mud and twigs in it. The poop was smelly as well.
But as we got closer, our mood changed, like the trees were warning us.
Ooh, we're going into a forest. It's rather windy and bare. The trees chopped down. There's wind. There's a lot of mud.
It wasn't just the trees. We started to see things we couldn't explain.
Hey, wonder what this thing is. Looks like part of a...
A part of a cliff being torn off where the bark was, where the water was.
Whoa, there's a tunnel over here.
There's a load of twigs and stingers, as I said. Most of the trees are broken and bent round. As I appear to be, as the end is coming near, and I see a gate. Now, it comes to be... There's another hole. It looks like a paw print.
Then we met someone.
Excuse me, who are you?
Oh, my name's Tom Ransom. I'm a forester around these parts. Yeah. What can I do for you?
Do you think you could show us some idea for what you've got, if there's a beast or not in here?
A beast? Who's told you about a beast?
Because we've seen all these marks, like bear feet, prints and everything.
Bear prints?
Up there.
Well, you'll have to show me some of this stuff.
Okay, right. Then.
I mean, I get a lot of stuff up here. I mean, it's probably just some cows or something. Right then, what do we got here then? Here we go.
We're close by it. Okay. See, there's all prints and everything here.
Okay, well, I'm not so sure. I'll tell you what I did find. I've seen some evidence of a big fire somewhere. Big fire. I mean,
yeah, I've seen that. It's all out there.
I mean, that's nothing to do with us, I'll tell you that much. I mean, I'll tell you, I wouldn't come up here at night, though. You wouldn't catch me up here.
Why wouldn't you come up here at night?
I don't believe in ghosts necessarily, right? But well, there's a farm just not far from here. A couple of years ago.
Do you think it could take us for where it was?
Well, I don't know. I try and stay away from it, really. I try and stay well away from that farm now.
Why do you try to stay away from it?
Well, I don't want to cause a fuss, right? But a couple of years ago, there was a family living in there, and one of the neighbours went round just to, you know, borrow a cup of sugar or something, I don't know, and they were all just in one room. They couldn't talk.
Do you know why?
Well, I mean, it's all hearsay, it's all just hearsay, but word has it that they'd all started getting attacked by something. I don't know what. I mean, I don't believe any of it anyway. I don't believe any of it. I've had enough.
Tom had given us a lot to think about.
I heard someone.
But suddenly we had more than we had ever bargained for.
Let's check it out. Come on. Come on. I'm running itself. Let's go check. Quickly.
Everything was confused. No one seemed to know what was happening. Then we did a head count.
We've lost Lou.
We've lost Lou.
We had to look, but who knows what we would find, or worse, what would find us.
I think I found the farm where that the woodman said he was scared to go. Just dead animals.
Keep calm. Just tell us what happened. What's happened?
I was with these two, and then I saw a hole in the ground. I went to look under it, and something grainy underneath.
Why did you lose them? Where have you been?
I've been on there, but I couldn't get out. He's attacking me. That's why I've got all the marks in my hands.
All right. Just take care. You're all right now. We've got you. Look, I'm gonna take you back. Where do your parents live?
On the journey back, it was all much quieter.
Luke was with us,
but he also seemed to be somewhere else.
From the moment the woodman found him, Luke has stayed silent.
We've asked him to tell us more,
but he just won't.
Only two things still speak to us about what Luke experienced.
The scratches on his hands.
And the fear in our heart.